This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera anhasi uri musi wesvondo chikunguru 31, 2016. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Mapurisa emuHarare anonyima mvume yekuratidzira kune vechidiki vakapedza zvidzidzo zvepamusorosoro asi vasina mabasa. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePDP vatendai biti vanoti vakadzidza zvakawanda uye kukosha kweutongo hwejekerere kumusangano webato reDemocratic Convention kwavanga vari. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Mapurisa emuHarare anonzi akanyima mvume yekuratidzira kune vechidiki vakapedza zvidzidzo zvavo zvepamusorosoro asi vasina mabasa. Vechidiki ava vanga vakaronga kuratidzira nemusi wa3 Nyamavhuvhu nowemusi wechitatu vakapfeka magauni avo ekudzidza senzira yekuzivisa hurumende kuti vakakwanisa kuwana mukana wekuenda kuchikoro asi vave kushayiwa mukana wekuenda kumabasa. Asi mapurisa anonzi akapa zvikonzero zvekuti kufora kwavo uku kwaizokanganisa mafambisirwo ebasa mukati meguta. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party kana kuti PDP vatendai biti vanoti vakadzidza kukosha kweutongo hwejekerere kumusangano webato reDemocratic remuAmerica kwavanga vari. Musangano webato remaDemocrats uyu kana kuti Democratic Convention wakapetwa nemusi wechina manheru mushure mekunge amai Hillary Clinton avachamirira bato iri musarudzo vachikwikwidzana navaDonald Trump veRepublican Party vatambira kudomwa kwavo. Vabiti vanoshorawo zvakare kushungurudzwa kwevakarwa hondo kuri kuitwa kumusha nehurumende yavaMugabe. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navo.
Takafunda kuti demokrasi chinhu chakakosha. Demokrasi chinhu chinoda kufunda ende pachishona vakuru vanoti kufunda hakuperi. Demokrasi rwendo rusingasvikike, munoramba muchingorufamba but hamusvike kuti masvika padestination demokrasi. So isusu kuAfrica kuya kuya uko veZANU PF vasingazive kuti vanhu vane kodzero dzekusarudza vanhu vavanoda, tichiri kure tichionawo zvinoitika kune dzimwe nyika, kunorohwa vanhu kune vanhu vasingadi kuti vanhu vachuze, tichiri kure. So dzidzo yakaonekwa idzidzo yekuti democracy is a journey, democracy is a process, and mapata aya akafanana na Democratic Party ma-institution iri ibato rakatangwa kuma-1770 na Thomas Jefferson. So ibato rati kwirei asi zvichiri kutonetsa imo muno muAmerica. Muri kuona kunetsa kuri kuita Donald Trump but chiripo ndechekuti vanhu vanotama problems, havarovani, vanoita madifferences avo, vanotukana. And then avo mapolitical parties even vakaita madifferences avo. Papaine hondo huru chaizvo pakati paMike Clinton na comrade Bernie Sanders, but vhiki rese taona vanhu vachibatana vachiuya vachiacta as an institution kuti varwise munhu avandangana naye, Donald Trump. So in one way chidzidzo chikuru chedemokrasi chataona chichitambika kubva mandi.
Chii chiri kutadzisa kuti vanhu vemunyika kuZimbabwe kana Africa yose kuita izvozvi vabiti?
Asini chanyanyoitira muAfrica ndechekuti tine politics dzehumbimbi dhoga, tine politics dzeshaisano dzekuti ichi ndechangu, tine politics dzakafanana nebhora rechikweshi. Ukatsika ukanditsika mubhora rerechikweshi, ndinosumudza bhora ndoenda naro kumba nekuti nderangu. So tine vanhu vanofunga kuti nyika iyi ndeyavo. Kana murume wedu muZimbabwe vamugabirai vakatogara pavagere paipa, vanotofunga kuti nyika iyi ndeyavo. Chimuti chinopaswa, we all come we all go, ndo dambudziko raita muAfrica. Chimuti hachipaswi. Kana kumaolympics seko kunomhanywa, hatichatamboona African team inohwina mashort distance marelay because chimuti hatigoni kupana namba, and ndo zvaita problem muAfrica.
Ko danho rekuti bato reDemocratic Party rakadoma amai Hillary Clinton semunhukadzi wekutanga kumirira bato iri musarudzo dzakakosha kudai, mungaona here zvichiitikawo kuAfrica kuti bato rinodomawo munhukadzi achirimirira kupinda musarudzo?
Zvinhu zviviri zvaitika. Chekutanga, ndiro bato rekutanga in 2008 rakasarudza munhu mutema kuti ange achitungamira vaBarack Obama. Rabva rateera 8 years later richisarudza mukadzi in the history yeAmerica. Munofanira kuyeuka kuti madzimai akaona kodzero yekuzvivota manje manje mugore ra1920. So Democratic Party yarakidza kuti yakurumidza kudzidza kodzero dzemarudzi, equality amongst races, nekodzero dzegender, masexes, varume nevakadzi. Kana muri muAfrica zvichiri kutinetsa. Of course tine maexamples akafana naMike Joyce Banda vekuMalawi vakamboitawo president. KuSouth Africa kungange itawo president wechidzimai Mai Zuma. KuZimbabwe zvinenge zviri kunetsa zvemadzimai izvi. MDC yanga ine mukana chaizvo nekuti ina mai kupe, hatichaona pamberi ipapapa. But muAfrica tichine vamwe vanhu vanofunga kuti mwana musikana kana kuenda kuchikoro chaiko haafanira kuenda. Tichine vamwe vanhu vanotofunga kuti mwana musikana haafaniri kuti atore pfuma yababa vake. Tichine vamwe vanhu vanotofunga kuti mwana musikana haafaniri kuti kana headmistress chaiwo. So ndo zvinhu zviri kuti dzorera shure.
Totarisawo kuti pasvondo ramanga musiri muZimbabwe iri paitikawo zviitiko zvakati wandei kumusha ikoko, zvinosanganisirawo vesangano revakarwa hondo vachizvirumura kubva kuna vaMugabe kusvika vazosungwa kudai vatonzwa kuti vakasungwa, vamwe vari kutsvagwa. Munoti ine zviitiko izvozvo?
Izvi zvinorakidza kuti tiri kumashure kunosemesa. Kana ndakatarisa vaMugabe vaya vaine mukadzi wavo, ndotonzwa kutsitsi chaizvo kuti mukoro uno uyu tichiri kuita politics dzembabvu, tichiri kuita politics dzekuti munhu akangosiyana neni chete tsvimbo mugodzi. Mawar veterans ndoda kuatenda nekuzvirumura kwaaita kubva kuZANU PF nekusvikawo patakasvika vamwe vese veruzhinji kuti iyi inonzi ZANU iyi haiti, uyu anonzi Mugabe uyu haaite. Demokrasi mukoma kungotiwo ndakasiyana nemumwe munhu.
Mutungamiri webato rePDP vatendai biti vari parunhare muno muAmerica neStudio 7. Vemakambani vanoti vanofara zvikuru nerubatsiro rwemari inoita $20.6 million yakapiwa kuhurumende nesangano reUnited Nations Industrial Development Organization kuti ibatsire mukumutsiridzwa kwemakambani. Asi mukuru weMcos vaJohn Mufukare vanoti dai paive nemukana, mari iyi yaifanirwa kunge yaiswa kubandiko rezvekurima sezvo riri iro rinenge riri kutoratidza shanduko. VaMufukare vanoti mutemo wemari iyi zvavo unozorambidza kuti izvi zviitwe. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navo.
Tinogara takataura kuti the lowest hanging fruit muZimbabwe ito zvino iagriculture. Dai yanga yakwanisa kuinda kwaagriculture, asi handifungi kuti taenda kwaagriculture nekuti ivo vari kutonyatsotaura kuti mari yemaindastry handiti kana. Saka kana kwava kumaindastry tinenge taakutoona kuti inganyanyisa kutibatsira ndeipi chaizvo chaizvo. Saka zvinenge zvaakuda kuti tichitombotanga taongorora kuti maindastry angakwanisa kutipa mari nokukurumidza zvehapi yake iko zvinezvi. Pane vakaita panikasana 6,000 clothing ava vanenge vari vamwe vevashoma vari kutaridza kuimprova capacity utilization yavo iko zvinezvi. Saka ndokuda ndokateta kutarisa ikoko.
Tinonzwa hurumende ichingotaura kuti iri kuda kumutsiridza maindustry. Muri kuona here ichikwanisa kuita izvi?
No, hazvisi kunyatsoonekwa nokuti ndofunga zvizhinji zviri kuenda nokuti hurumende zvechokwadi inoda kusumudzira nokumutsidzira maindustry. Asi capacity yacho hapana. Iyo hurumende pachayo iko zvino iri mudambudziko remari. Tikakutora tozoonawo imwe mari yokuzopawo maindustry nezvimwe zvakadaiwo hazvizokwanisiki machi.
Makambani akawanda emunyika anonzi ane michina inganzi yaya kari kana obsolete. Mari idzodzingakwanisa here kuzomutsiridza maindustry kana kuti kune zvimwe zvingazoitwa?
Mari yacho ishoma, asi vasiri kuhopera ndezvekuti tichakwanisa kuzosevenzesa shoma iyoyo yatinenge tawana kuti titipozoshuwezverawo nezvimwe zvikweredi, kuti tigozotenga michini munyowani nezvimwe zvese zvese izvi.
Mukuru weMkhos vaJohn Mufukare vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Nzara inonzi yapfunya chisero matunhu akawanda emunyika, izvo zvinonzi zvave kukonzera kuti mhuri dzakawanda maruva dzirarame nekudya michero yemusango sezvo dzisina kukwanisa kukohwa. Rimwe dunhu rinonzi rakatarisana nenzara yakadai idunhu reHwedza kumashanaland East, uko tabata vaGeorge Shumba.
Nzara iriko, vakandemini. Nzara iriko. Chichanetsa ndochaudza kukana vanhu vaine nzara handi munoziva kuti vanenge vachikwanisa kushandisika zvakanyanya. Mapolitician ndopo vanosiraivha ipapo nokuti kana uine nzara dumbu rinonetsa kuti hondi yacho uikunde. Saka unenge uchishandisika zvakanyanya nevanhu vanenge vachida kukushandisa.
Vanhu vari kudyei iye zvino izvi?
Iko zvino izvi ihwako mukwako. Ihwako mukwako. Asi mune nzara munyika. Mune nzara munyika. Ihwako mukwako chaiyo zvekuti kune mamwe mareserva vanhu vanga vachipona nemauyu nechichi. Zvino mauyu acho anozoita mashoma akavanhu vanowanda. Masva awo vanoita futi mashoma nokuti mune muchirwisana imi nemhuka nemakudo nevanhu. Chikafu chemadhona chose izwa chonzi nechemusangano.
Asi chiri kuwanika here chemadhona ichocho?
Chinowanikwa parizeri kana chaakupolitaizwa chinonetsa kuti chizosvika kuvanhu vese.
VaGeorge Shumba vari parunhare kuHwedza neStudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kuchirongwa chake chezvinosangana nevechidiki.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namuzvare Tariro Mute avo vanoona nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko musangano reInstitute for Young Women Development. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7 muzvare Mute.
Tinotenda masaini.
Muzvare Mute, tiri kuona kuti mainge muine musangano wakakosha wamaiti Stakeholders Conference wamakaita imi nevanhu vakasiyana-siyana nemusi wechina pamazoe hotel apa. Tiudzei kuti chii chaizvo chakapa kuti muite musangano wakadai?
Takaita musangano uyu mushure mekunge taona kuti mamiriro social service delivery, mamiriro eutano, maroads, migwagwa kazhinji kacho inova iri kumamarginalized communities kumareserva kwatinoshandira kunoko haina kumira zvakanaka. Vamwe madzimai aizvarira munzira achienda muzvipatara. Saka taida kugara pasi nemastakeholders akasiyana-siyana vatinosedza navo, vanova Ministry of Women's Affairs, council yacho nemamwe macouncillors atinosenza navo nematraditional leaders kuti toripedza sei dambudziko iri. Because social service delivery inova inoitwa kumanharaunda dzekumaruva zvinowanzosiririrwa zvakanyanya nekuti kunhu kure hakuzi kure nematown. Saka taida kugara navo pasi kuti tinokwanisa kuincreasa mari yedu here mucouncil, nekuti pane mamwe maorganization anosenzera anenge ari mumaruva imomo, vamwe vanoita mining, vamwe vanoita farming, vanokwanisa here kuti vadedzewo tiite musoro pamwe chete kuti tikwanise kuwana mari yakakwana kuti tigadzire migwagwa yedu, tivake makliniki akawanda, tigadzirise mamiriro akaita marozi edu. Saka apa paiyaive tax justice yekuti tiimprove inonzi social service delivery. Saka taitaura nao pasi kuti how are we going to improve revenue base yedu tinoiwana kupi mari iyi because pane makambani acho anenge asiri kubhadhara saka we map tinotsvaga makambani anenge ari around toona kuti iyi iri kubhadhara here kanso ichitipawo feedback then tosinza pamwe chete so that we improve mamiriro emroad mamiriro eutano mamiriro ezvimwe zvinhu zviri munharaunda izvo zvinoafekta madzimai achidiki kunyanyanya
saka izvi zvanga zvakangonangana nezviri kuitika mudunhu ramugere remashonal and central chete
hongu ndiwo kwatinoseenzera saka ndo kwatikaitira musangano iwoyo
saka ndaanani vakauya pamusangano
pamusangano paive pamba neminister of women's affairs panga pane marepresentatives from the provincial administrator panga pane district administrator zvakare wekuno kumazowe pakazoita futi macouncillors anga aripo macouncil chair nemamwe representatives ekucouncil yekumazowe
mungati imi sesangano renyu rinoshanda nemadzimai echidiki muri kutambirwa zvakanaka here nekuti tinoona kauti Zimbabwe inyika iya ichiri kutichitarisawo chivanhu chedu inenge inonyanyora kukudza izwi remunhurume tichienzanisa nemunhukadzi muri kutambirwa sei
padzimwe nguva kumwe kwacho zvinoenderana nenzvimbo kumwe kunzvimbo tinotambirwa zvakanaka chaizvo asi kune nzvimbo ndiri kuona kuti nyaya dzekudzvinyirwa kwevanhukadzi dzichiriko nyange takazvitaura kuti mukadzi haafaniri kurova vanhu vakateerera but patriarchy semaonero angu ichiripo because dzimwe nguva takatosvika tiri vadzimai vechidiki isusu vacho tinenge tichitaura vanototi hapana mumwe munhu mukuru wamunawo here wekuti ataure nyaya dzenyidzi saka vanototiona kunge tiri vana vadiki kana kuti mwana wechidiki musikana hakwanise kumira pamberi pevanhu achitaura nyaya idzi padzimwe nzvimbo tinotofara kuti takagamuchira zvikuru kwamasembura tinochief masembura vakazotora mudzimai wechidiki kuti apinde mudare mavo aona zvakakosha kuti izwi remadzimai echidiki rinofanira kunzwika especially pamaprocesses anoitwa munharaunda saka zvinoenderana nenzvimbo ndo maonero angu
saka mungati musangano wenyu uyu wakabudirira here titarisa zvisungo zvamurikuda kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa
tiri kuita zvinhu zvakatowanda zvinotaridza kuti tiri kubudirira tine zvinhu zvatakaita munzvimbo muno mumashonal and central pakavakwa mamother shelter nzvimbo dzekumirira dzevakadzi vakazvitakura kuti vauye vagarire pachipatara vasazofamba mitunhu yakareba mushure mekunge tataurirana nemadzimai echidiki ataurirana nevanhu vemunharaunda mavo kuti izvi zvigadziriswe pakavakwa makliniki kwachikwidibe kuno kuguruve kwanga kusina kana chipatara pane imwe nzvimbo yekunzi inonzi chikwidibe kuarea iyoyo vadzimai nevana vaifamba mitunhu yakareba vachienda kunotsvaga rubetsero asi mushure mekunge madzimai echidiki ataurirana nevakuru vemunharaunda pakaitwa pakatorwa an abandoned farmhouse imba yanga yakatosiyiwo zvayo yakachiyiwa kasaizviswa chipatara saka naizvozvo tinofara tine zvinhu zvakanyanya zvatiri kuona kuti zviri kutochinja munharaunda matigere
aiwa tiri kutendai zvikuru muzvare mute nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda waisa kune nguva yako
manga makateerera kubva kumutauriri wesangano reinstitute for young women's development muzvare tariro mute muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo aiwa hama wadiwa nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka uye ka chinobhururuka chinomhara nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndiri muwashington dc ndokusiyai muina jonga kande mbiri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Blessing semazuva yose nechirongwa chako chinodzidzisa vechidiki sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare mapurisa emuharare anonyima mvumo yekuratidzira kune vechidiki vakapedza zvidzidzo zvepamusorosoro asi vasina mabasa mutungamiri webato rinopikisa repeople's democratic party kana kuti pdp vatendai biti vanoti vakadzidza kukosha kweutongo hwejekerere kumusangano webato redemocratic party wenational convention wanga uri muno muamerica kupennsylvania svondo rapera kune avo vasina kukwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.viewishona.com anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu jonga kandemiiri ndiri muwashington dc ndichiti murari zvakanaka vateereri ndekusiyai muina marvelous muhlanganya uye
Very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July the 31st, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening,
I think for those of us coming from Africa, we take serious lessons, number one, about the process of democracy. In Africa, we pretend that we have democracy. We even call our parties democracy something, a suffix or a prefix of democracy. It's all lies. Democracy is a journey. It's a process. It's a process of tolerance.
Leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, Tendai Biti, says he was inspired by the democratic process he witnessed at the recently ended Democratic Convention that saw the nomination of Hillary Clinton as the first woman presidential candidate and leader of that party.
Ivan Mawarire is a citizen of Zimbabwe who is concerned about the future of Zimbabwe for his children and for the children of many of those that love Zimbabwe too.
The leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says he will continue with his campaign despite threats on his life. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, Tendai Biti, says he was inspired by the democratic process he witnessed at the recently ended Democratic Convention that saw the nomination of Hillary Clinton as the first woman presidential candidate and leader of that party. The Democrats ended their convention in Philadelphia here in the United States last week. Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri speaks to Biti on the issue.
I think for those of us coming from Africa, we take serious lessons, number one, about the process of democracy. In Africa, we pretend that we have democracy. We even call our parties democracy something, a suffix or a prefix of democracy. It's all lies. Democracy is a journey. It's a process. It's a process of tolerance. It's a process of inclusion. And on Tuesday, Bernie Sanders spoke in favor of Mrs. Clinton. That would never happen in Africa. In Africa, if you differ from me, I chase you from my party or I send you to beat you up. So it's a process. The other thing also that one can take lessons if you're coming from Africa is that the political parties that are built are institutions. The Democratic Party that I was attending a convention is the party of Thomas Jefferson, started way back in the 1770s. But because it didn't belong to anyone, they created a powerful institution. And we saw a powerful institution at play during the week. We saw powerful characters, governors, mayors, members of the army, ordinary members coming to speak to protect their party against the threat caused by Donald's party. So the second lesson is that we must build institutions. The third thing is the evolution of political parties. In 1776, when the American Declaration of Independence was written, there was slavery. Yet, 8 years ago, the same party elected Barack Obama to be its president. And women only got the franchise in 1920, even though the American Declaration of Independence said, we take it as self-evident that all men are equal. So there's been evolution that a black president can be a president, that a woman can be a president. In Africa, we don't evolve. We don't understand that change is the only constant. We don't understand the inevitability of renewal. So we remain stuck in the politics of predation. We remain stuck in the politics of hooliganism. We remain stuck in politics of cannibalization because we don't understand that these public things don't belong to us. They belong to an entire community, to an entire nation state. So as Africa, we must introspect, we must reflect, and we must take hard lessons about democracy.
But what is really holding Africa back from all what you have said? Because Africa has produced many educated people and many ambitious young people?
I think part of our problem is that we have been dominated by individuals. We have put our faith in individuals. I would like to submit that great societies are actually built on mistrust. And our challenge in Africa is that we have put so much faith in individuals. In Africa, there has not been a single post-independent African leader who has voluntarily quit from power, with one exception, Nelson Mandela. The rest, people like Nyansibe, Eyadema, they've died in office. Look at our own Robert Mugabe. He is now 92 years of age. He is now frail and a fossil. He wants to die in office. So part of our mindset as Africans, the mindset of impunity, the mindset of entitlement, has killed our continent. If we had five Mandelas on the African continent, we could move forward. Unfortunately, we don't have five Mandelas, we have 100 Robert Mugabe's, and that's the challenge, that's the problem.
In a week that you were attending the Democratic Convention, a lot of things happened in Zimbabwe, including the arrest of two top war veteran leaders, Mr. Matema Danda and Mr. Mahia, after they said that they were winning themselves from President Mugabe's party and his government. What's your take looking at all this?
I think that this is proof beyond reasonable doubt that this regime is a terrible, corrosive, vampire, rogue state. It's proof beyond reasonable doubt that those such as the British government who are supporting this regime are backing the wrong horse. I think for President Mugabe to allow Mandi Chimene to say the kind of disrespectful things she said against Emmerson Mnangagwa is unacceptable. I want to say that I hold no brief for Emmerson Mnangagwa, and I think he should be brought to account for the crimes against humanity he committed during Gukurahundi. But having said that, I would still argue that any party that doesn't follow due process, that doesn't follow the rule of law, does not deserve to be anywhere near power. So they are now trying to do to Ngwena what they did to Joyce Mujuru. And it's a question of time before they put out Emmerson Mnangagwa. I think that's regrettable. Parties must have rules, parties must have constitutions which must be respected. But more importantly, coming to the issue of war veterans, I find it disgusting. I find it appalling. I find it unacceptable that Robert Mugabe can treat the War Veterans Association, can treat ZANU-PF, can treat Zimbabwe as his private property, and that he can hire and fire and arrest anyone that he thinks he no longer has need for, that he thinks he has served him a purpose, that he can dispose of people. I think that's unacceptable.
That was the People's Democratic Party President Tendai Biti speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Efforts to get comment from ZANU-PF were fruitless. The leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign says he will continue with his campaign despite threats on his life.
Ivan Mawarire and part of the This Flag movement that is for Zimbabwe.
And some may ask, who is Pastor Ivan Mawarire, the man?
You know, Ivan Mawarire is a citizen of Zimbabwe who is concerned about the future of Zimbabwe for his children and for the children of many of those that love Zimbabwe too. And the fact of the matter is that I am a victim of the broken system, the broken system of governance. I'm a victim of the broken set of values that our government has continued to perpetuate, just like anyone else. I'm a father, I'm a husband, a father who works hard to provide for his family, a husband who works hard to protect his family. And that's who I am. I stand in the ranks together with other citizens who make an honest living to try and build a better future for their families.
Take us through some of those challenges that you would like to see addressed and also that have, you know, prompted you to carry on in this fight and in this campaign, the This Flag campaign.
Corruption, injustice and poverty. Those are the issues I started out with. Those are the issues I still represent. Government leaders in Zimbabwe are undoubtedly corrupt. And those are the people that are responsible for the demise of Zimbabwe's economy and Zimbabwe's the charge in dealing with corruption. If they don't do that, this country, Zimbabwe, will not be recovering anytime soon. Injustice, in my own case in particular, the government must stop trying to intimidate and incarcerate people who have committed no crime, people who are actually trying to help them build their country. You cannot run and build a country by intimidating people. It does not work. Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF must understand that. If they don't, again, that is going to be their downfall. And then poverty. You cannot turn a blind eye to the suffering of people that are voiceless, the orphans, the widows, the destitute, people that have got no jobs, breaking families, and people are traveling here to South Africa so that they can look after their families. Zimbabwe is a time bomb. You cannot deny the fact that poverty is at an all-time high. So those three things must, that's the everyday life of a Zimbabwean. Those three things must be addressed. I'm an ordinary citizen who has not been able to buy anything meaningful as an asset for my family because of ZANU-PF and the bad governance that they have allowed to perpetuate in our country. And so I'm funded by no one. I'm as basic a citizen as they get. And again, there are people who know me and can testify to that.
That was the leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire, in South Africa. And now we hear from a Mandela Washington fellow who is also a member of Tajamuka on his views on allegations that there is disunity in citizen movements in Zimbabwe.
My name is Samuel Wazai. I'm the director of Zenda's Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, and I'm also a member of the Tajamuka campaign. I don't see any divisions at the moment. I'm part of the Tajamuka group. Pastor Mawarire has done wonderful work, and Occupy Unity, Africa Unity Square, everyone has done a lot of work, and what we need is to complement each other. This is not the time to claim glory. It's not about claiming glory. It's about working for the next generation. Our kids, they need to realize that we did something. If we continue to be divided, we are not helping anyone other than the greedy and the selfish regime of Mr. Robert Mugabe. So as far as I'm concerned, because I communicate with all these campaigns, because I'm part of Tajamuka group, to me there is clear unit. People are very clear in terms of what they want to achieve, and I think it must continue like that. People should give each other support, continue with the campaign.
That was Samuel Wazai, a Mandela Washington Fellow in California. Wazai is expected in Washington this weekend, where he is expected next week to be meeting with President Barack Obama at his Fellows Conference here in Washington. And now we have the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by the president of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, Alistair Funye, who is joining me today to discuss the newest protest by young Zimbabweans called hashtag This Gown. Alistair, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. How are you?
I am okay. Let's get right into it. What's your take on this movement by recent or, you know, those preparing to graduate where they're saying, we're going to graduate, we'll be given the cap and gown, but we have no jobs. How do you see this movement?
For me, and the constituents that I represent, I see it as a noble campaign. For example, point number one, we will discover that in our country, most of the students now, generally, they don't have jobs. They are graduating to sell airtime in the streets. Some are graduating to even go and sit back at home. So it's a noble idea that now is the time that the graduates themselves, they should just stand up and start to demand. Because one thing the government that we must know is that they are for the people. They are elected by the people to deliver to the people. So it's the responsibility of the citizens to question them on their accountability and also on their will to provide the reason why they were elected to power.
Now, so many of us have seen those pictures where you're seeing young Zimbabweans vending on the streets while wearing their cap and gown. How much impact do you think those pictures are making for those who can see them worldwide?
For example, last week I had a group of some students that I was just discussing with them about the hashtag this gown. Most of them, they reacted that is a noble idea, and it's conscientizing and reconscientizing even the other students who did not want to participate, because point number one, it's not politically driven. Point number two, it doesn't subscribe to any political agendas. But it is the young people of Zimbabwe who are saying, no, enough is enough. What we require is for us to make a living and be able to provide for our families and for the future. Because at the end of the day, you'll be rated by your family on what have you invested for them. Not that you grew up in times that the economy was down, the government was not able to provide even jobs.
And moving forward, Alistair, how do you think that, these movements are going to help push the cause? We look at the hashtag this gown, hashtag this flag. We see Tajamuka Sesijikile. We see all these movements, being pushed throughout Zimbabwe, in particular by young people. How do you think they're going to help the cause?
Sometimes what is more important, if we have such pressure groups rising up, To bring the government into accountability, it sometimes leads even to the next government that will be looking for, especially the incoming after the elections. They will be forced to implement, because they now see that people in Zimbabwe, they can bring them to account for the things that they failed. For example, if you look at the hashtag this flag movement, hashtag Tajamuka, they are rising a lot of questions that are socially and economically driven to the people of Zimbabwe. At the end of the day, we find such movements being joined by everyone and giving pressure to the existing government to try by all means necessary to deliver to its people.
And as we close here, what's your message to those young people that have decided to participate in this movement one way or another? What do you say to them as someone who's been on the forefront of these issues and these causes?
What I can basically say is victory certain. What you only need is to recruit, mobilize, radicalize, and revolutionize. By revolutionizing, I'm saying let's go in numbers and see, and make sure that the government feels that it has to pay debt to its citizens, because there is power in numbers, there is power in united forces. There is this saying that goes like Vox Dei, Vox Populi, the voice of the people is the voice of God. So if we have a lot of numbers coming together, speaking in one voice, it doesn't give to certain individuals being victimized, no, but it leads to answering of a certain raised questions.
With that, Alistair, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Okay, thank you so much.
That was Alistair Funye, president of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, joining me today on the Youth Forum. For those of you who want more information about this newest movement, check out hashtag this gown on Facebook and Twitter to see what young Zimbabweans are doing when it comes to their issue of no jobs. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap on today's top stories. The leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, Tendai Biti, says he was inspired by the democratic process he witnessed at the recently ended Democratic Convention that saw the nomination of Hillary Clinton as the first woman presidential candidate and leader of that party. And the leader of the hashtag this flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire, says he will continue with his campaign despite threats on his life. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, July the 31st, 2016. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 31 kuNtulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Iningi labalwa kumpi yenkululeko abangekho kubandla lezanu PF lithi alisekelani labanye babo abakuleli bandla ngoba kusobala ukuthi bebethola inzuzo phansi kombuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe njalo sebekhonona ngoba sebetshelwe ngumthombo. Iningi emaphandleni lithi lalo liyasekela ukutshengisela osokwandile emadolobheni laphandle kwelizwe ngoba impilo ilukhuni ezigabeni zabo lapho abaswela khona ukudla, amanzi lokunye.
Ungakhangela izilimo zabo akabalimanga lonyaka, inkomo azikwanisi ukuthengisa, abakwanisi ukuhambisa umntwana esikolo. Ipolitiki ye-Afrika vele ikhalisele emadolobheni.
Silengxoxo lomeya wedolobho lakobulawayo uCouncillor Martin Moyo.
Ukuthi abantu kabalayo inasikeni imali. So i-priority kwesi sikhathi kuba ngokungena emlonyeni, ikakhulu abantu abalabantwana. And so bagcina sebe hambela emuva ekubhadaleni nathini amajuni kakhansel.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi labalwa empini yenkululeko abangekho kubandla lezanu PF lithi alisekelani labanye babo abakuleli bandla ngoba kusobala ukuthi bebethola inzuzo phansi kombuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe njalo sebekhonona ngoba sebetshelwe ngumthombo. Umongameli Mugabe usanda ukwethusela abalwa kumpi yenkululeko labanye abathi usehlulekile ukubusa kulandela ugwalo lwe-communique ababikwa bamlobela lona besithi unguntando kayiphikiswa. Babalisa njalo okugoqela inkohlakalo ekubandla lezanu PF, ukungazisoli kukamongameli Mugabe ngesehlakalo seGugurahundi, ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kanye lokwehluleka kwakhe ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe. Abanye babotshwa kulandela lesi sehlakalo. Omunye osola abanye bakhe abakubandla lezanu PF ngunkosikazi Virginia Dube owalwa kumpi yenkululeko ekuvuyo leZipra, yena othi bakhuluma lamuhla uhlupho olwaluvele lukhona ilizwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuse.
Into eyeqembu asiyonto ekhangeleyo umuntu wonke okuthiwa ukululeko. Ungakhangela ikuqokozela kwabantu abaseqenjini labo abalwa izimpi zabo angikholi ukuthi zilani lokwenzakala elizweni. Ngabantu abafuna izikhundla kuthiwa mina ngilaphana, mina ngenza ukuthi. So yikho ngisithi thina kasikho phakathi kwakho.
Kodwa umbono wakho ungathini ngokwenzakala elizweni kathesi? Ngoba abanye bathi lokho okubhaliweyo encwadini le abayalayo ukuthi bayibhala kukhomba okwenzakala elizweni.
Umnotho welizwe singeza ke sikhulume ngawo ngoba kakulanto singayikhuluma ngomnotho welizwe. Ayi into ekuthiwa ngumnotho welizwe angiboni kayikho. Ilizwe nxa lingela amafektari ayenza izinto lilizwe mhlobo bani elinjalo? Akulalizwe. So abantu kabaqhatshwanga ngenxa yokuthi imisebenzi kayikho. So economically kakula lutho esingakhuluma ngalo ngelizwe lethu leli.
Lo ngunkosikazi Virginia Dube owalwa kumpi yenkululeko ekuvuyo leZipra njalo olilunga lebandla lezaphu. Sikhulume laye eseGweru. Iningi emaphandleni lithi lalo liyasekela ukutshengisela osokwandile emadolobheni laphandle kwelizwe ngoba impilo ilukhuni ezigabeni zabo lapho abaswela khona ukudla, amanzi kanye lemali emabhanga. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxele umgcini sihlalo wekhansili yeBhinga uMnumzana Dube Mkombwe osichasisela okwenzakala esigabeni sakhe.
Abantu basemakhaya labo bayakubona bayakuzwa. Impilo yamadorobheni ithiyene ngoba ngakhangela ngale kudliwa imali edorobheni umuntu osekhaya kodwa uyabe sidla kwemasimini okunye but into ekhona ngoba balabantwana laba basemadorobheni bayakuzwa bayakubona and kubuhlungu ngoba ungakhangela indaba yemali yindaba ebuhlungu ngoba ungakhangela izilimo zabo akabalimanga lo nyaka, inkomo azikwanisi ukuthengisa, abakwanisi ukuhambisa umntwana esikolo. Then yikuthi nje uphoza akhangela ukuthi ipolitiki ye-Afrika vele ikhalisele emadorobheni. ngakuza bekusiza la ukuza sokubafikele ngoba laba abaningi abaseduze nedrop bonke abahamba kusebenzi ngantambama yiba babele beqalise njalo yonke into labantu abaqalisayo. Asingeke sonke siphakame nebangelirodi.
Nxalaphana lixoxa indaba ezijiyeneyo kukhansili yenu. Kuyini okunye okumqoka elake likukhuluma okuphathelane labantu elibona kubakhathaza kakhulu emzini yabo?
No, into ebakhathaza kakhulu emzini yabo indaba yokudla. Njengathi esisemaphandleni le ndaba yokuthengisa inkomo. Ngikhuluma kanje silomhlangano ekhansilini yeBhinga. Sikhuluma ngendaba yokuthengisa inkomo ngoba inkomo akusazakali ukuthi inkomo ziyimalini. Kathesi abantu abathengayo yiba sebekhuluma intengo yenkomo. Umuntu othengisayo kasakwanisa ukukhuluma intengo yenkomo yakhe. Singakhuluma kanje uyakwazi ukuthi uzagakela ukuthi amakhansela abe mina eBhinga RDC. Kulobandululo nxa kuthiwa isikafu emakhaya uzathola ukuthi ipolisa seliyilo elitshela ukhansela ukuthi awumelanga ube duze lomubhu. Kodwa ama-officers ezanu lawa athiwa ngama-youth officers lawa amasera lawa yiyo athiwaamele enduna kunika umubhu. Uyahlukubona ukuthi ngumbangazwe lo ubuhlungu lokhu esikhuluma ngakho.
Sasisiza ukuthi inkomo azisacubi njengalokhu yani okwakusenzakala ukunyanga ezedluleyo. Kungani lokhu ezithengwa ngemali ephansi?
I-business eZimbabwe ayisekho ngoba umuntu ozayithenga lapha ehambisa inyama ebutcha ingela muntu othengayo. Abantu ngabala mali and ukuthi i-transport yankona iyeseduru ukudlula inkomo yankona. Ekupheleni umuntu osemakhaya uyabangesela ukuthi angathini ngesifuyo sakhe ngoba uzathola ukuthi thinemakhaya asithengisi njengemadorobheni ngoba sithengisa sinohlupho kulo muntu ogulayo kule njala kufiwe. So umuntu umzali nxa edengisa inkomo yakhe kumbe umntwana uxotshiwe esikolo ukuthi athengise inkomo ngendlela eyiyo lwana umathenga uyabe senguye okhuluma ukuthi mina inkomo le ngizayithenga ngemali ethize.
Bande ukuhlawula imali enganani abathenga lezi nkomo?
Ya kathesi ngikhuluma ngiyikunje mina iviki ephelile ngizama ukuthengisa eyami inkomo ukwazi mina ngingukansela ngingukansel chairman ngisazi ngcono. Ungabona inkomo kathesi emakhaya eBhinga ithengwa nge-$300 yabuthengise kakhulu. Kathesi inkomo eziningi ngama-150, 200 ungabona uphiwa 250 hayi uyabolela eduzeni ungakwazi ukuthi ugcoba amafutha anjani ngalelo la.
Umnumzana Dube Mokombwe uphinde wachasisela abeBhinga abangazwisisi kuhle ulimi lwesiNdebele amazwi akhe.
Walombaloko ndikuzama kuzivisa abantu bakuBhinga kuthi buri council chairperson wabo tulirangide kuti makadenzala takuti atupeti mapoko pe buri makanselazi tuli kuhambola furumende utulerete kambo constitution yeZimbabwe yamba kuti iyo chiyelelo cha government kuti ape vana vakwe chakurya but government ya Robert Mugabe yezanu PF sizingatiwatiyeni so tuli kulangisika kumenso kuti maybe we Mugabe wakona mba achembalo uligwai vana kulapa pani so kubufifi tuli kuti makadenza la tunokurwaka tulitosa vantu vamuBhinga kati wekuswida ntomwe makanda kubva kuri council chairman wavo ndabona tatolede pe tuli kurwana office ya DA ama NGOs aende kupa vantu chikafu so hayi kabalangide kuzira batiri kupromisa kuti tatawe muntu utafuke pe echikafu gambo tulirangide tuli ama NGOs amiki tuli involvayo no Bethel district organization yakakazira kupa chakurya. GMB is struggling, serve is struggling as well, lead trust. I think we've got my players, me and Gary was about to pitch off. Ayo council, we're going to be able to handle the money through wildlife. I want to move 15, but I can't hear that. This is one of our things.
Lo umgcinisihlalo wekhansili yeBhinga umnumzana Dube Mokombwe okubandla leMDCT sixoxelaye ekhonale eBhinga. Kodwa ibandla lezanu PF lithi lisalungisa umnotho welizwe njalo abasola uhulumende ngabathunywe ngamazwe aphetsheya angafuniyo ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe aqhubeke ebusa lanxa wanqoba kukhetho olwedluleyo. Kusenjalo, iningi emadolobheni lithi alisenelisi ukubhadala imithelo yalo kubomanisipala ngenxa yokuswela imisebenzi kanye lesimo somnotho welizwe. Umeya wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Martin Moyo usichasisela okuningi okwenzakala kwelakhe idolobho.
Kuthi abantu kabalayo inasingeni imali. So i-priority kwesinye isikhathi kuba ngokungena emlonyeni ikakhulu abantu abalabantwana and so bagcina sebehambela emuva ekubhadaleni inasingeni amajezi kakhansela. Of course that yes constrain akho lokho kodwa lapha eZimbabwe sibona ngathi sokuphosa kube yimvelo uyakwazi ukuthi lokhu ngakuswela lokhana ngakuswela kodwa impilo kayimi ngokuthi lokhu lalokho kuswelakele so senza esikwenelisayo ukuthi yonke into ibe khona amanzi abe khona a clean izivi zithwalwe sibone ukuthi imigwaqo yebo mibi ekasenelisi ukuthi silungise yonke kawani kodwa sizame esikuzamayo ukuthi imigwaqo ihambeke sibone njalo ukuthi infrastructure eyamanzi the sewer reticulation konke kuya maintainwa ukuze kungazi ngoba uncomfortable in the city so senza konke kholoko sikhangele lezikolo lama clinics ukuthi kuyasebenza yini lama libraries konke nje sibone ukuthi ku maintained whether that's ngene ngama stadia ngayona leyo encinyane esiyabe siyithole ebantwini of course bekungaba lo mahluko aluba besingakholekta yonke okufanele siyikholeke kodwa kanti singathi lidubolwe lizwe kufanele i-correction yenzakale phezulu le ukuze ama-policies akhona ebe yilawana apromota i-business abantu bethole imisebenzi bebhadale so that lathi we are able to up i-performance yethu nxa sokusiza ku-service delivery
abehluleka ukubhadala ke
abayehluleka ukubhadala siyalusisisa udubo olukhona esikuthiyo nje ukuthi basikhulumisane buya uze kuthi mina ngiyasilela ngalokhu lalokhu ngibe ngicela ukwenza lokho so sine program yama payment plan abehluleka ukubhadala kababuye sikhulumisane sivumelane ukuthi bona abakwenelisayo kungakanani ukwenzela nje ukuthi wonke umuntu ebhadale nxa esenelise ebhadale yonke impilo yakhe kodwa nxa kuyukuthi engxenye usenze lesikwelede ebelokhu esikhipha mbijana mbijana size siphele ukubi ukuthi umuntu ezihlalele ekhohlwe ukuthi kufanele ebhadale imfanelo zikamasipala but nxa ubuyile wakhuluma siyakhulumisana sivumelana
lowo ngumeya wedolobho lakobulawayo ucouncilor Martin Moyo obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo
le i-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America eseWashington lisibamba kumakakase aku-909 mm wave laku-shortwave 4930 6065 laku-15460 kHz lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyili kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318
ngesilitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo
ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguntungameli inkomo Lamhla ngixoxa lomunye wabakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship umnumzana Butholezwe Khosi Nyathi Ndlule ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo
So lufike emaphethelweni uhlelo ungathi kuyini okutholile
besikhona ngempela elizweni leMelika amaviki seyisithupha silapha sihlangene singontanga nje abavela emazweni athiyeneyo eAfrika so obekusenzakala ukuthi malanga onke nje ekuseni kuyavukwa siya emakilasini lapho kufundwa khona izifundo zangkhona bezigoqela ezemvelo sakhangela ezomnotho saphinda sakhangela njalo ezempila kahle yabantu but sithi sifunda kunjalo kusokufunda sihlezi eklasini kuphela hayi besiphuma nje siyevakatshela izindawo ezithile izinhlanganiso ezenza umsebenzi kade sifunda ngawo sike safika sabona nje omunye umfula lawo owangcoliswa zinkampani ngale eNew Jersey sawubona ukuthi bawuklina njani waaffecta njani abantu izifundiso ezinjalo ngoba lathi silenhlupho ezinjalo lapho esivela khona so siyabe sibona ukuthi abanye inhlupho abahlangana lazo bazixakulula njani.
Wena ekhaya ukumsebenzi wokulondolozwa kwamasiko ungathi okubonileyo kuleli lizwe eMelika ayalondolozwa na amasiko akulele bayawakhwabitha bayawahlonipha
kakhulu. Mina engikuthakazelelayo kakhulu ukuthi idolobho lapho engafakwa khona kuseNew York njalo nxa umuntu othanda ezemidlalo lezo zabakwazi ukuthi eNew York yiyo indikimba yezomdlalo phose yiyo ezinye zezindikimba zemidlalo kwele Melika. So kule nhlanganiso ezimbalwa engizivakatheleyo iNew York ilamabhoro angu-5 bakuthi ngamabhoro ngesilungu. Mina bengiseStaten Island lapho okulama-museum okulama-cultural center ngiyenelisile ukuthi ngiwafinyelele ngabona ukuthi kanti bona bawubamba njani umsebenzi wokulondoloza isiko leMelika. Lapha basebenzisa kakhulu i-technology ekubukiseni isiko lakibo okuyinto lami ngiyibone kuyinto enhle ukuthi layo kanti nxa usithi uyathuthukisa uyabukisa isiko lesintu zindlela bani ongazisebenzisa ukuthi usebenzise ubulembu ukuthi abantu umhlaba wonke jikelele babekwazi ukuthi wenza njani.
Impilo yalaphi binjani?
Well, okokuqala nje nxa uvele ungumuntu ovela eZimbabwe umumo womnotho sonke siyawazi ukuthi kawumanga kuhle kuningi esikufisayo esikuswelayo. Lapha abantu basebenza gadalala njalo nxa usebenza gadalala lawe okutholayo kuba nganeno ubugwelogwelo bukhona ndawo yonke but ezikhathini eziningi uyabubona nje lapho ukuthi hayi amalungelo abantu nje jikelele ayahlonitshwa loba labo belezigwenxa lapha nalaphaya njengendawo zonke umhlaba wonke. Kodwa ilungelo lomuntu nje liyahlonitshwa njalo kulento othiwa ngama-systems nxa kuthiwa into ethile yenziwa ngendlela ethile izenziwa njalo akusoze kuphambukiswe ukuthi kwenelise ukuthi okuthokozisa omunye abanye badanyiswe hhayi. Njalo enye into engifunde kakhulu ukuthi hhayi isikhathi siyahlonitshwa la ungakuthiwa ibhasi isuka ngo-9 hhayi isuka ngo-9 akula lokhuyana kwesintu Nkomo ukuthi yaqalisa ukufika ngo-5 past ngo-10 past ukhangelele ukuthi ibhasi ibilokhu kumelela hhayi akwenziwa njalo uyayithola isihambile uzamelela eyinye njalo nje akudingakali ukuthi uzube le mota nje i-public transport system iyasebenza uyenelisa nje ukufinyelela indawo zonke njalo nxa ulo hlupho nje impendulo eziningi uyazithola nje kwi-inthanethi nxa ungana usabona ukuthi uyangaphi ungasebenzisa nje ama-Google Maps apho akuya kuyitshengisa nje indawo emnandi. Mina ngumuntu ovela ku-cultural background so nxa ngisendaweni enjengalapha ngiba lokuthokoza kakhulu because miningi imidlalo ekethi senzakala la ebengiyifinyelela lami imbono ukuthi kanti bona bayiqoqa njani imidlalo yabo kube kumnandi kunjeyani ubona abantu abatshiyeneyo bethokoza nje bejabula kumnandi kunjeya.
Uzwa njani ngokuthi lizahlangana layo Obama kunsukwana ezizayo?
Kunginika intshukuntshu enkulu kakhulu ngumuntu nje ovela eKenya emadojeni ngakho abeMelika bona bazithi bayilize eliphumelele kakhulu kulamanye wonke emhlabeni ngakho nxa uthole ithuba lokuthi ufike kulelo lizwe elizithi lona yilo eliyingqungquthela emazweni onke ubusuthola njalo ithuba lokuhlangana lo mongameli ozizwa elamandla okwedlula bonke omongameli emhlabeni kungipha intshukuntshu ngizizwa lami ngumuntu oqakathekileyo.
Hayi bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo mdluli siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga Nkosi.
Velilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lo mnumzana Butholezwe Khosinyathi ongomunye wabasakhulayo abakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship lona olugqitshwa kuliviki. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo uMntungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga Ntungameli ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Iningi labalwa empini yenkululeko abangekho kubandla leZANU-PF bathi abasekelani labanye babo abakuleli bandla ngoba kusobala ukuthi bebethola inzuzo phansi kombuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe njalo sebekhonona ngoba sebetshelwe ngumthombo. iningi emaphandleni lithi lalo liyasekela ukutshengisela usokwandile emadolobheni laphandle kwelizwe ngoba impilo ilukhuni ezigabeni zabo lapho abaswela khona ukudla, amanzi kanye lemali emabhanga. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.